99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock, time for the Joy Business Report. Coming up, government announces saving more than $8 billion after concluding negotiations with bilateral and Eurobond holders. And Eurobond holders give more details on agreements reached with government over restructuring of more than $13 billion debt. Also, Ghana Statistical Service pushes policymakers to be heavy on addressing outcomes of Earth surveys to help fast-track development of the economy. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Shen. Let's settle for the details. First off, government has announced that it has saved about $8 billion in interest payment. This was after it concluded negotiations with the bilateral creditors and Eurobond holders this month. George Yafia has more in the following report.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam disclosed this at a town hall meeting in London. The minister announced that the government has now concluded negotiations with the bilateral creditors and Eurobond holders. The minister revealed that details of the agreement will be made public soon. Government first closed the deal on the restructuring of about $5.4 billion with the bilateral creditors, but then followed that with the Eurobond holders of some $13.1 billion. Some analysts have argued that the deal with the Eurobond holders could go a long way to help deal with the recent sustained depreciation of the Ghana cedi in the coming days. This because some officials of the IMF and the Bank of Ghana had argued that it was this delay in reaching the deal with the Eurobond holders that had impacted negatively on the cedi's fortunes, despite recent developments in the economy. The news is coming at an interesting time, especially when the IMF board is set to meet in Ghana on the second program review this Friday. Some have argued that the board will go ahead and approve some $360 million to Ghana based on how it has fared under the IMF program when it comes to the second review.
My colleague George, we have it there with the report. Meanwhile, your bondholders have been given more details on agreements reached with government over the restructuring of more than $13 billion debt. George Yafi has been going through a statement issued by the bondholders and has joined me with one. Now, George, help me understand the details captured in this statement.
So everybody was looking forward to see whether these bondholders would tell us that this might be the haircut on principal and interest. But if you go through, it gives more details as in how this deal will impact on the broader economy and the program with the IMF. It talks about the fact that there's a provision of significant cash flow and debt stock relief that will support Ghana's economy. The committee also recognizes that most important factors support Ghana's fiscal and debt sustainability going forward. And if you look at the fund program, it's talking about how this deal should go a long way to reduce Ghana's debt in relation to its size of the economy. So it's also giving us some details about how this program or this deal falls in line with the IMF program in terms of gradually reducing the country's debt in relation to the size of the economy and our ability to settle our debts on time, gradually going into 2028.
Now, George, before you go, what is next for government?
What is next for government? This is an agreement in principle. It means that government will move on to cross out the T's and dot the I's. If you listen to what the finance minister has said earlier on, this agreement in principle could be equated to more of a final deal being struck with these Eurobond holders.
Now, that's my colleague George Uriafide. Now, let's do some other stories. And government is ruling out timelines for finalizing agreement with all the individual bilateral creditors. It is coming after it secured an agreement with bilateral creditors when it comes to restructuring $5.4 billion debt. However, there are concerns that delays in closing these agreements on time could impact negatively on the economy and cedi's fortunes. But Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abner Oseh Asare, disagrees.
If you're able to negotiate with individual countries and you are able to do better than what the framework has for you, you get to increase that space. But we don't want to put any time limits. The most important thing is that that framework is there. Once that framework is there, it gives us time to engage individually with every member and to, at the end of the day, make sure that we are able to achieve our debt sustainability and as well as live by what we have agreed with the IMF.
Abinoseh Asare is the Minister of State at the Finance Ministry. Now, the Ghana Statistical Service is making a strong case for policymakers to be heavy on addressing outcomes from some survey from the service. According to government statistician Samuel Kobinayinim, this is key to supporting economic growth of the economy. Speaking at the launch of the 8th Ghana Living Standard Survey, he said tracking knowledge and outcomes of specific social, economic, and educational policy interventions is pertinent to identifying opportunities within the economy.
Let's be mindful about how these indicators are measured and also how we interpret them. So here from a policy perspective, we are telling the ministry that identify these three areas, attendance, school lag, and attainment, to address the gaps that we have from those perspectives. And as I indicated, living conditions, health, and employment are the three other dimensions for multidimensional poverty.
And that was government statistician, the Professor Samuel Kobinayinim. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, Markdown Group is now set to list on Ghana Stock Exchange salt mining business Electrochem before end of third quarter of this year. This is coming after clearing all the hurdles that they aid, that aid are listing, as well as the necessary regulatory paperwork and requirement. Electrochem recently started exporting the salt mine from the Ada area in Ghana to other parts of the world. Dr. Daniel Macaulay is the executive chairman of the group.
We will be hitting the stock market within the next 2-3 months.
The group listing or the subsidiary?
The subsidiary, Electrochem, the salt. I mean, I believe that it's a big thing, and this is what is going to change the economy for every Ghanaian to have a taste of it, to be part.
Dr. Daniel Macaulay is the executive chairman of the Markdown Group company. Now, let's do some banking. So, rural and community banks across the country are being offered a new platform by the Ghana Stock Exchange to use in raising additional capital to support their operations. The move is born from the creation of the first official over-the-counter market by the Ghana Stock Exchange and the Securities and Exchange Commission for companies not listed on the bourse to trade some shares. Speaking to Joy Business, Managing Director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Abinamwa, disclosed that the rural and community banks will also have the opportunity to improve transparency to their shareholders through the new platform.
We think that if we do this, their shareholders will be able to see what is the price of our share. They'll be able to see investor appetite, other investors who have appetite to buy the shares. They'll be able to, those who want to buy more, will know where to go to buy more, because it will all be transparent. But importantly, by organizing them, we think the rural banks themselves can now have a market where they can raise additional capital. Many of them need additional capital. So using our more organized market, they'll be able to reach a wider range of investors, raise more capital, and serve the purposes of our communities and rural institutions that are trying to grow.
Abinamwa is the Managing Director of the Ghana Stock Exchange. Now, Chief Executive Officer of Strategic Communications Africa, Esther Koba, is calling for a holistic leadership approach which involves collective views to champion socioeconomic development. According to her, effective leadership coupled with an inclusive message will present a unified front will be a game changer in the development of country. She spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the 13th anniversary of Ghana's Premier Communications and Reputation Company Stratcom.
Understanding the realities of the people whose socioeconomic circumstances we want to impact is key. Recognizing the context in which they are operating, whether it's a political context, the social context, etc., the technological context, we need to analyze. But what it is that if you don't take care as a leader, because you are named a leader, you automatically feel you have the solution. A lot of the times, leaders fail because they fail to see solutions in the people they lead.
Esther Koba is the Chief Executive Officer of Strategic Communications Africa Limited, Stratcom Africa. For your pension tip on MoneyLab, our resource persons from Enterprise Trustees explains how the informal sector can plan an effective retirement plan.
Hello, welcome to today's edition of MoneyLab. My name is Nana Asante Amwako, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our last edition, we discussed withdrawals on the Tier 3 pension scheme in Ghana. Today, we'll discuss retirement planning in Ghana's informal sector. Retirement planning poses unique challenges for individuals in Ghana's informal sector who often lack access to formalized pension scheme. In this sector, financial resilience and foresight become crucial for securing a comfortable retirement. While the informal sector lacks formalized pension systems, personal pension schemes managed by licensed corporate trustees offer an avenue for structured and individualized retirement planning, allowing individuals to contribute according to their means and preferences. Visit the office of a licensed corporate trustee today to inquire about their personal pension offerings and take a step to secure your financial future in retirement. Thank you for joining us, and I'll see you in our next edition.